News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, I got some breaking news right now. It's 2:24 p.m. Just so you know, there's two things happening in Montgomery aside from the major spending that I'm talking about. I want to make you aware that the I got to check back on Twitter here during the next break and see what the status is. But we literally have the constitutional carry bill apparently on the floor of the Senate. If it passes there, now I believe it has been amended in the Senate, it will have to go back for concurrence in the House because they passed it the first time. Anytime one House changes what the other House or body did, then they have to either concur, non-concur, and go to committee to figure it out. But either way, the constitutional carry bill is being debated right now. And you can imagine there was a lot of filibuster going on. But it sounds like for them to bring it out to the floor like that, they think they have the votes to get it passed. I don't know what the amendments were. I don't know if they strengthened it or weakened it. So I'm going to be looking into that, and we'll update you as we go. The other thing that I'll tell you is breaking news. This is happening right now. So the other day, if you were listening to the show, I was down in Montgomery speaking on the issue of gambling legislation in the Alabama State House. It is, to me, that's a bill that ought to be dead on arrival. First of all, it was a horrible bill last year. And I'm told that my friend Senator Greg Allbritton is going to drop in pretty much the exact same bill as last year. And if you recall, that bill took the bad actors who have been running gaming organizations in the state of Alabama, you know, and breaking our laws, basically breaking the state's laws, having to, you know, take up state resources for raids and all that kind of stuff. Those same bad actors are actually having their names embedded into the state law as the monopolies that will be allowed then to have their casinos. And it'll be full on class three gaming casinos. Now, I don't care how you feel about gaming. Let's take a couple things apart from this. Number one, have you ever heard of a business having its name embedded in our state constitution as the only one allowed to operate? Think about it. In your small town, would you want your city council to pass a bill that says, or to pass a resolution that says, we will only allow Winn-Dixie, we will not allow Publix? I mean, no. You want the competition. So even if you don't like, or even if you do like gaming, understand this. That's a horrible way for any business to be established, by getting the government pick the winners and the losers. There's that. The other thing this thing does is it builds more government. Again, just like a couple years ago, doesn't matter whether you like medical marijuana or not, the bill grew government because it established an entire new cannabis commission with arrest authority and no caps on their staffing and literally taxation at a new rate that we'd never seen before in Alabama. Well, this bill does the same. We're going to have the Gambling Commission, which will also be established to help regulate the industry, and they will have arrest authority and you know, search and seizure authority, and they will be a brand new law enforcement agency because apparently we can't just fund the Attorney General's office for him to do it. And so what I'm saying is this bill violates free market principles. This bill violates limited government principles. This bill violates any number of principles that conservatives, Republicans, are supposed to not want to do. And then you get back to gaming. And I'll be honest with you. I spent 8 years in the Alabama State Senate. I got asked about a lottery a lot. I never got asked for someone to please put a casino in my backyard. I'm just really, really wanting a casino over here. Here's the other thing that bill didn't do last year. That bill did not prohibit casino operators from influencing their local politics. Can you imagine what will happen with the whole, you know, Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane and Boss Hogg type scenario if you've got the local casino builds up and it funds the next sheriff's race or the next district attorney's race? Well, at that point, they just bought their law enforcement and bought their ability to defend in case there's a claim. Yeah, it doesn't need to happen. I think this is a sorry bill. I think it's amazing to me that they're doing it at a time like this. Here we are coming out of the pandemic. This is what they're going to do. Are you hearing anything about tax relief? No. Are you hearing anything about school choice? No. But by God, they're going to have themselves a gambling bill. Well, I'm going to try and get Greg Allbritton on the show and talk about it. I'm curious. And by the way, I love Greg Allbritton. He's a friend. I mean, to me, he was one of the people that I most enjoyed just kind of hanging out with. I'd go sit in his office. We both always wore these black cowboy boots. I'm wearing mine right now, as a matter of fact. And we used to joke about how we were the, you know, the black boot guys. All that to say, that's the breaking news. Those two bills, constitutional carry and gambling, they appear to be up in the Alabama Senate today. The gambling bill is just being introduced. Constitutional carry is looking at potential final passage. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming back, we'll talk about number one on the Triple Dipper. Spend it while you got it. You'll be amazed what they're trying to spend money on in Montgomery. I'll tell you all about it. Be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capabilities, just know that it does not matter. I mean, that pretty much means you're out of South Tennessee, North Alabama, but all you got to do is anywhere in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web, and you go to rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org, that's our website. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. And you can hear the show no matter where you are in the world. Just take it. We have folks from all over the place, out of state and all, that listen to the show. And the broad scale of this audience is part of what makes it so fun. So thank you for that. I just got a text from Jerome in Rome. Yesterday we had calls from Jeff from Indiana. Steve from Tennessee called a couple days ago. So, yeah, we got folks way outside of the usual range that are calling in. It's because they have that that live streaming capability. So, yeah, check it out. A lot of things on that website, too. I mean, besides the podcasting, they listen live. We got the Right Side store. You can order coffee mugs and, you know, and Right Side stickers and socks, T-shirts, that kind of stuff. We've also got a special going right now. So a week from today at Burritt on the Mountain on Montesano in Huntsville, there's going to be an API at the Policy Institute event. It's an evening of celebrating conservatism, letting you know what kind of things we're doing, you know, sort of having an event where we get together and celebrate the idea that we can be together, by the way, masks off and everything, and enjoy being conservatives. And I'm the keynote speaker that night. Gives me a chance, an opportunity, if you will, to meet some of my Right Side ruffians, people who I hear their voices on the air or I see their emails, but I've never had a chance to meet you. Just know that I would love for y'all to be there, all right? And the way you can work that out, I've got a special deal. Seats are limited. Good food that night, the whole deal. But seats are limited. And so right now, if you want to be, as a Right Side listener, able to be there that night, go to the rightsideradio.org. Click on the button that says buy your ticket for the API annual 2022 dinner. And if you use the promo code RIGHTSIDE, and only all of y'all on the radio are hearing this, all right? Ain't nobody else getting this. You click it. Use the promo code RIGHTSIDE when you're checking out. Your ticket's half price. All right. Love to have you there. So please check that out. All right. So, I just got some notes in from somebody a moment ago about that gambling bill I told you about a moment ago. They just had a press conference in the last 20 to 25 minutes. Actually, Greg Allbritton did. Announced the gaming bill. You know, it's going to suck all the oxygen out of the room. Oh, casinos. Oh, lottery. Oh, we're gonna make so much money. Let's talk about this and nothing else. There are other things happening. By the way, it's apparently the same bad bill they had last year, which just, God, just boggles my mind. I mean, I don't even recognize my old caucus anymore. I do not even recognize the same people that are still there that were there when I was there because it's like I don't know where the fight went. I don't know where the conservatism went. Anyway, other things are happening, not the least of which I told you earlier is the fact that the House Ways and Means Education Committee, that's basically the Education Budget Committee, just approved yesterday, just in committee, by the way, not the whole House, but just the committee did, a $1.3 billion Education Trust Fund supplemental appropriation bill. Keep in mind, they're about to pass the largest education budget in the history of the state of Alabama, $8.2 billion, I believe. Well, they've got another $1.3 billion. So where'd this come from? It's basically $1.3 billion carryover balance from last year because they took too much of your money, if you get down to it. And I said it earlier in my monologue, when government has a surplus, that means that government took more of your money than they needed to operate government. That's what surplus is. Now, surplus is good. Surplus is better than deficit. But nonetheless, it doesn't mean you just start, oh, wow, what else can we buy? I don't know. What do you want? How much do you want? Oh, you got a museum in your location? Sure. You got a public park? Oh, we can do that. Hey, what do you want? What kind of park do you want? Well, that's what we're looking at right now. I mean, they're doing things like, you know, displays at the World Games and renovating dorms at the Marine Environmental Sciences Consortium and purchasing training props for the Alabama Fire College. I mean, they're just going all whole hog. What? Who wants what? Come on in, belly up to the trough, boys. And that's where we are. Meanwhile, that $1.3 billion, that extra money, I mean, they could, and I'm going to show you in a minute, legally they can do this. Because even if that excess fund is from federal relief dollars related to COVID, they could use it to offset your taxes. They're allowed to say, you know what, it takes about $465 million a year in grocery taxes. That's what we make on grocery taxes, thereabouts. $465 million. Well, why don't they take some of this $1.3 billion and give you a year off of grocery taxes? Or at least cut it in half. I mean, we're one of the only states in the nation that even taxes groceries. Why is that? I don't know. Because we're Alabama, I guess. So, yeah, there's things they could do with it. But in the meantime, what they're largely doing is throwing money at education while we're 50th in the nation. We keep spending more money on education and dropping further in the rankings. Copper, you got a caller on line too, or is he gonna stay on? No, apparently not. All right, here's some of the things.
No, he had one quick question. He wondered if you could address whether the legislature will ever consider doing what Florida has done and eliminate the state income tax entirely.
And the answer is no. I guarantee you they won't.
Why?
Short answer is probably not. Here's the probably not on this. Could they lower it? Yes. Could they offset it with some of these excess revenues? Yes. Could they give you a tax refund just because they want to? Yes. They could write you a check tomorrow. I mean, I don't mean like a tax refund check. They could literally say all Alabamians get a $5,000 bonus. They could just do that, but they're not going to. But the state income tax, where you're probably going to see the biggest fuss is that we have, for better or for worse, we have the lowest property taxes in the nation. So owning property in the state of Alabama is like negligible in terms of its tax burden. And so the offset to that is we have state income tax. In Florida, they pay a much higher property tax for ownership of real property. And as a result, somewhere along the line, they waived their income tax. That's what I recollect for Scott, who called in a moment ago. Here's some of the things, by the way, that they're looking at doing. So this bill right now, this excess spending bill, it literally is coming on top of the Education Trust Fund budget that is a record. In fact, last year, the budget was a record. This year is a record. House Bill 138, sponsored by my friend, State Representative Danny Garrett, the chairman of the Ways and Means Education Budget Committee. It's going to do things like, let's see here. I got a list. $37.2 million to the teachers' retirement system for a one-time bonus for retirees. All right. Okay. Fine. Let's say we're giving them a one-time bonus. All right. But then it's $651 million to the Education Trust Fund Advancement and Technology Fund. What does that even do? $651 million into education, but yet there's zero school choice or other reforms to make sure that the monies are spent in a manner that's going to improve our scores. How about this? $60 million just to the State Board of Education. Okay. How about $1.25 million to the Department of Commerce for the Alabama Experience at the World Games display? Okay. How about this? $5.25 million to the Marine Environmental Sciences Consortium to renovate dorms and a computer lab for students. Okay. How about $7 million to the Geological Survey to construct a new core and sampling repository building? I don't even know what that's for. How about this one? $1 million to the Department of Veterans Affairs for the renovation of a Veterans Museum in Athens. What? How about this? $1.5 million to the Firefighters Personnel Standards and Education Commission for tractor-drawn training props. Okay. $30 million of the Alabama Innovation Fund, of which $15 million goes to Hudson Alpha and $15 million goes to the Southern Research Institute. I'm just saying, folks, it's just basically a list of what do you want? Okay, let's put it on the list. How good are you on to me on that other bill that we got down the road? Okay, you vote yes. All right, well, I'll give you some more money in this list. And that's what's happening. But listen, let me tell you, that's Alabama right now, all right? Surplus funds means surplus spending, apparently, right now in the Alabama legislature, controlled by a supermajority of Republicans. Let me tell you about a story right here out of Minnesota. Minnesota, dated December 7th, 2021 on NPR News, which is Minnesota Public Radio. NPR News, state has a $7.7 billion surplus and lines form for shares of the money. What are the top Republicans saying there? The top priority of Senate Republicans this session will be to provide additional tax relief to Minnesotans across the state, said Republican Majority Leader Jeremy Miller of Winona. Oh, really? I don't see that in the list in Alabama. Ha! Another one of his Republicans added that tax cuts are a better idea when many Minnesotans are facing higher gas prices and for groceries. He also said he wants to replenish a fund that pays for unemployment benefits so businesses won't see a tax increase to do that. That's Minnesota. That's the land of Ilhan Omar. That's Minnesota. Minnesota, like many states like Alabama, experienced a surplus, partly built upon COVID relief dollars, partly built upon, you know, the fact that people sat home with their Biden bucks. They got checks in the mail, so they thought, well, I'll order more on Amazon. And so all these sales taxes and other, you know, revenues began to drop in. Not only that, but when you had other economies that were remaining shut down because they had a blue state governor, we here were trying to reopen earlier and trying to get people back to work. And so commerce here was picking up faster, creating a drive in our economy that others were not facing or experiencing. So all that to say, other states right now, though, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is looking at a gas tax holiday. And what we're seeing here is other states are saying, how can we provide some tax relief? How can we give something back? Whereas in Alabama right now, what they're saying is, how can we spend this? What do you want to spend it on? I don't know. How about buying tractor-drawn props for the fire college? Why don't we put some money in an innovation fund and say it's for education? Okay. Well, that's where we are. Well, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. I'm on a rant and I gotta pull out. I come back. I got some more stuff for you. And then top of the hour, we're going to have my friend Justin Bogey call in from the Alabama Policy Institute and give us his perspective as a fiscal analyst on some of this, because it's just amazing to me. It's frustrating. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So, hey, listen, I want to make sure you know, too, when I'm saying they can give you tax relief, it is not just my opinion, all right? The courts have said so. Why do I know that? Because Alabama led the way, literally. Alabama led the way on fighting the Biden administration to be allowed to use COVID relief dollars that we got from the federal government to provide tax relief to citizens in a hard time. Because the Biden administration's rules said, well, no, you can't do that. You can't give tax relief with, no, this is for pork spending. What are you thinking? Well, the court said otherwise. So I went back and culled back through news. And so, like, here's a story from The Hill, thehill.com, March 21st of last year. So we're just short of a year ago. And it reminds us that a group of 21 Republican state attorneys sent a letter to the Treasury Department threatening legal action if the administration intended to prevent states from being allowed to cut taxes. Basically, once you give them, it's like saying, hey, here's your money, but here's the stringers on it, man. You can't use it for what you want to. It doesn't work that way. Once you've gotten your paycheck, your boss can't tell you how to spend it. That's what it boils down to here. Once you've gotten your paycheck, if you want to spend it on rent or buying a new car or going out to eat, it is not for your boss to tell you how you can do that. All right? Now, this is government money, so they put stringers on it, but sometimes those stringers get out of hand. In this case, they were literally saying you're not allowed to give tax relief with COVID relief dollars that came from D.C. Well, those are still our tax dollars. And on behalf of the citizens of the state of Alabama and 21 other states, Republican attorney generals took issue with it. And so they went to bat. Well, the Biden administration rejected that. The Treasury Department said no. States are free to, this is the response, a spokesperson from the Treasury Department. States are free to make policy decisions to cut taxes. They just cannot use the pandemic relief funds to pay for those tax cuts. In other words, it's been a hard time. We want to make it better for you, but we can't do it because they said we're not allowed to. That's what they were trying to say we should say to you, or that the government should say to you. Well, boo on that. So the bottom line is the 21 attorney generals filed suit, and story right here from, I got this one off of a Kansas website. It was just the first one I found. In November of this past year, a federal judge in Alabama has ruled in favor of the attorneys generals in Republican-led states, including Kansas, Iowa, Florida, New Hampshire, Montana, and others, Alabama being one, that sued the federal government over a section of the coronavirus relief bill that barred the states from using relief money to offset tax cuts. And the ruling, which granted a permanent injunction, found that the prohibition on state tax cuts was too vague and it was a federal invasion of state sovereignty. So why am I reading this to you? Because of this. You're not hearing anything out of Montgomery in the midst of all the surpluses about giving you any tax relief. They have done a couple of small targeted tax reliefs. By targeted, I mean they chose a little audience like, okay, if you fit within this category, we're going to give you a small tax cut. And then we're going to tell everybody during election season, we cut taxes. Well, technically they did, but did you feel it? Which one of your taxes did they cut? Do you even know? No, because it was not broad. It was not comprehensive. Comprehensive tax reform is far different than select targeted tax reform. And it is well within their power to exercise the discretion to do some comprehensive tax reform, even if it was only temporary. Let me give you an idea of temporary. How many times have you seen coming into the back-to-school season when they do a one-weekend sales tax holiday so you can buy back-to-school supplies? Well, that's called a temporary tax relief. That's an act of the legislature that does something that benefits you, and it reduces your tax burden at that particular moment. All right, they can do this stuff. They just don't want to. The courts have ruled that even with the surpluses they got from the federal government's relief dollars, the court came out in their favor. A judge right here in Alabama, by the way, said, well, absolutely you can do that. But they still won't do it. Instead, they're going to go ahead and fix the dorms at the C-Lab and do things like that. Meanwhile, our grocery tax, us in Mississippi and South Dakota, the only three states that charge our full sales tax rate on groceries, which, by the way, is only, we're one of only 12 that taxes groceries in any level. So we are literally taxing the poorest among us, the same as everybody else, to buy milk and bread. Go figure. That's your Republican supermajority right now down in Montgomery. They have surpluses that we have never, ever seen before. We used to be almost in deficits on a regular basis. When Democrats controlled before I got elected in 2010 and a bunch of us came in there and made changes, your budget was prorated every year because they couldn't meet the standards they had set because they had horrible business practices. We fixed it. Now we have surpluses. The goal was to begin giving things back. A bunch of us decided not to run for re-election again in 2018, and the new bunch does not want to give a dime back right now. I tell you what, you need to hold their feet to the fire, y'all. If you know it, say it. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, my friend Justin Bogey from the Alabama Policy Institute could talk a little more about this. We'll see what he has to say. We'll be right back.